Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com.
It saddens me that you won't be Jared's first, because he is going to take a man in 2020.
Oh, here we go.
Wait, I'm not going to be his anything, but I'm happy to guide him through this journey.
Well, he said before coming on the show, he goes, look, Milo would be the guy to do it.
Like, no, I did.
It's okay. It's not weird.
Yes, it's you
not,
did.
It's not going to make it weird between us, because you're right. I would, because I'm like a man's man, but I'll take it, you know? So, and I can tell you if you're doing it right. And in the morning, not only will it not be awkward, I'll just be drinking beer and shooting the shit and teasing you like the previous day, because unlike a woman, having sex with you won't affect my feelings for you. I won't think any more or less or really anything of you afterwards, just as I hope that you wouldn't me. I think
you just convinced him to go gay. Yeah. I saw this glimmer in his eyes, like, wait a minute.
Yeah. did you see him like sit forward slightly? Yeah. You know, he's like, wait, that's what it is?
Yep.
No, it's just like wrestling and you both get to come at the end and there's no feelings.
Yeah.
What could be more wonderful?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing at all. It's great.
Because Jared's dream is just to hang out with dudes, get his dick sucked, and then play video games and write music. You know he's a singer, right?
Funny we'd met a year earlier. I still would have said no, but I would have been more tempted.
Yeah, 2020 is the year of Jared. We're looking forward to it.
It's not gay.
These two idiots are going to be on a school board, and I'm going to.
It's not gay.
Date
it's
dudes.
Just a bit of dick play with your bros. It's just a little bit of with your bros, you know.
I like how you switched to like a New Jersey American for that. You know, with your bros. You know, with your bros.
Come on.
Yeah.
You know, I like to tease him, because he's the one with the raw, smoldering, furious sexual energy in the room. And I don't really want to talk to him at all. I just want to get staked out, you know. Anything that he says is just a waste of good grunting time, as far as I'm concerned. that's why I like to tease him so much. And I don't do fatties. But you, I think, in the room are the only one. Well, aside from obviously, you know, you're the only one in the room who I could definitely see with a successful bisexual future.
Yes, there we go. This is what we've said all along. Thank you.
After the first time, it's so much easier.
Is it really?
It's like murder.
Yeah. Is that true?
Did you start with girls?
It is like murder, actually.
Yeah.
Now that you mention it, yeah.
Did you start with girls?
No. Well, no, I first started killing men. And
the girls came later.
It is. No, when you look, that first time when you just see the light leaving somebody's eyes, it stays with you. But two, three, five, and ten, it's nothing.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, he's not as much of a man as I am, so he's had to do it through a scope, whereas I've done it with my bare hands. in the killing fields. Just outside Raqqa.
Oh, God.
You poor idiots have to get deployed and eat rations. I go there for a vacation. Just strangle the fuckers, you know. I don't know. I can see it.
Wait, what does that mean?
Yeah.
You bisexual.
Bisexual. You've talked enough about it now where it's like it's going to happen eventually.
But here's the real question, and here's something that he probably shouldn't be involved in. So if you don't mind, I'm going to ask you to just switch seats with me so we can talk about this for you. Because we're here for you. We care about your future.
Yeah.
What we have to decide is, on his behalf, because we're going to have to put this together.
Yep.
Top or bottom?
Ah, so we have discussed this.
I think he would be versatile, to be honest.
I do too.
He's a pretty...
Isn't that sort of a cop-out answer?
Flat.
He's flat. if he's flat, that would imply that he's going to be the one getting
maybe, yeah.
Smashed.
Maybe.
Yes. Yeah. The only problem is I don't think he would let it happen. I think the first time...
He'd tense up like he was being tased.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think he's got to be on top for the first time and then be open up after it.
Like, so the normal procedure is be opened up afterwards.
Yeah.
You make it sound so clinical.
Well, it is and it isn't. You know? You got to pry those cheeks open.
About overweight people, they always talk about things in terms of food or medicine. Have you noticed that?
Oh,
everything sounds
God.
Clinical. Yeah, well... after that, we'll open him up. It's like, oh, open him up. And the reason is they're always either eating or undergoing some kind of gastric bypass or something.
My God.
Their whole life.
I'm glad for a video show. God damn it.
Their whole life is either in Walmart or the emergency room. So
that actually sounds way more like that piece of shit.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Walmart, the emergency room?
I've never been in the emergency room.
What's the most embarrassing thing you've had stuck up you?
Nothing.
Well,
nothing.
That's about to change. Okay, so we think, first of all, someone sucks him off.
Yes. Oh, then, that's exactly what I said this morning.
Then he bangs, then he is banged, and after he's banged, he never goes back.
Do we have a whiteboard in here?
Yeah, exactly.
What the fuck are we doing right
we're
now?
We're whiteboarding your fucking future right now, Jared.
This is
that's
exactly
what's
what we said this morning.
Once you go crack, you never go back.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And I said, we're going to ask Milo about this tonight, and I go, here's exactly what I think the order should go, and it is 100% exactly what he said.
He would be, if you'll forgive the gay expression, a hungry bottom. He'd be one of those.
I want to hear more about this.
Yeah. He'd be one of those. He'd be a power bottom. He'd be one of those people writhing and moving, and he'd like being on top because he'd like the feeling of being on top, mm-hmm. except it'd be in his ass. You know, like that. That
you
would
did
be,
break a bet last week, right?
Yeah. So he'd still like to feel like he's in control of the event, even though he's the one getting penetrated. So he would be, he'd be a hungry or a power bottom.
Hungry bottom.
Hungry like bottom that. Is way better than power bottom.
It's so much more demeaning. All right.
And especially you, a hungry bottom. Like
a hungry bottom.
Well, I mean, then I could finish the book. The Heterosexual Male's Guide to Homosexual Karma
Sutra. Oh, sorry, you were about to tell us about your book. We haven't got time this week, but...
No, Homo come
on.
YOLO.
No, come on, tell us about your book.
No, I wanted to write a Karma Sutra book for homosexuals, but from a hetero.
But we don't need the help. You do.
It's true.
Damn it.
Yeah, I told you.
What could you possibly have to teach somebody?
I mean, I created a move called the Big Dipper. It involves 7 people. I'll draw it out for you later.
Well, can we just... No, we've got 4.
Yeah.
Take 7.
Of what? Denominations.
Denominations.
3 Episcopalians.
Yeah, exactly.
A Jew.
And a Southern Baptist.
And a Gemini. Isn't that your favorite thing about women? I'm sorry I'm late. I'm such a Gemini. Oh my God, Sidney, you fucked my dad. It's not my fault. I'm Taurus. Like,
that is absolutely right because I'm on Hinge and like a girl opened the conversation.
What is that?
Chat. It's a dating app, but.
You really are lonely. Why didn't you go on a dating app? Because you could easily pick up hot girls in real life. Why are you?
I don't go anywhere. I don't go out in public.
Well, you're too busy cooking for the 7 people who live with you.
Yes, he does. Ceviche.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Dish. Everybody's got a dish.
He's giving himself. Ceviche's not cooking.
No, he's giving
ceviche
himself.
Ceviche is just chopping a few things up and hoping for the best.
He's giving himself food poisoning at least 4 times that I'm aware of.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah. That's true. And I think it's just in the 5 years we've been best friends, 6 years, I've seen you with food poisoning 7 or 8 times at least.
Yeah, because, you know.
You've got a weak constitution, huh?
No, it's strong. You've I just a, experiment.
You've got a jippy tummy. That's what you've got.
Jippy tummy?
You've got a jippy
I'm
tummy.
I'm ordering fish off the dark web, Milo.
No.
That might have more to do with it.
He got fucking hammered one night and went to some shitty grocery store and bought fish that expired that
Sword
day.
Swordfish in Salt Lake City.
And tried to make... And yeah.
That should be an interracial dating app, the dark web. It'd be a much better... much better
oh,
much
yeah.
Better. So the first guy that you're with, I think it stands to reason that it would probably be a Caucasian. Second guy who you fucks probably white. Or maybe Hispanic. The guy that does you first would have to then again be white. But inevitably, after you get a taste for it, you're going to want to step up. And that's when I can be useful to you.